place and time where logic breaks down and wonderment begins? Could that be somewhere or sometime along an indefinable line between the reasonable and highly unlikely? Makeshift Stories presents a monthly journey into the improbable.
Today's story, episode 200, Diary of an Unintentional Extraordinary Life, Takeover. Read by Mitchell Two. Audio post-production by Matthew Erdman. Somewhere and sometime, you might disappear from the search results.
The world, or rather, I should say, my world, so you don't get too worked up about it, ended precisely at 1:35 p.m. last Wednesday. No, the skies didn't split open or the ground shake apart. Nor did the fires of hell burst out in great flows of flaming lava, paving the way for an evil horde of invading ghouls. However, that would have been pretty cool to see. Rather, it was simply switched off as I wrapped up my best gig to date. It happened as I was finishing the paperwork for the Lawn Gnome Extortionist gig. The whole neighborhood had kicked in to cover the cost, so it had been a lucrative job, because for once, the tips weren't gift cards for coffee shops I didn't go to. I had managed to trap what turned out to be a serial gnome napper by slowing time down so I could run out and tie the unruly scoundrel up while he was in the act of pilfering a quite rare handmade set of marshmallow roasting dwarf figurines, complete with RGB solar-powered lights. The dastardly crook had been extorting money for the return of the beloved cute little ceramic figures. In one case, he had stolen and returned the same gnome three times, and that's when the neighborhood finally had enough and got together to fight back by posting their dilemma on Hero on the Way. They accepted my bid over Honcho's. Truth be told, he originally won the gig, but was fired the first night after tearing up a bed of prized pansies in pursuit of what he thought was the gnome thief, but turned out to be a cat. After liberating the gnomes and turning the evil villain over to the police, I returned to Mr. Chadda's house. He was the organizer for payment. As usual, but certainly not as frequently as I would like, I pulled out my phone and opened the payment window. And that's when it happened. That's when my world ended. The app opened as usual, and Mr. Chadda's payment went through. But a new line of text had been added under the logo. A Heroes International Company. Later, I noticed 75% had been deducted for service and administration fees. I mean, what services did they provide, and what did they administrate for 75%? I do my own bookkeeping, admittedly only when the tax department gets on my case, but 75%? When had they jacked up the rate? The app used to only take 30. Let me tell you about Heroes International. They're the big leagues. They represent all the A-level superheroes, the ones you've actually heard of, the ones they make movies and TV series about, the ones who get all the big jobs like saving the world or stopping a natural disaster. They've got fanboys and lucrative merchandise deals and huge lineups at the comic conventions. On the other hand, we on the app are the small fish, B, C, and D level heroes, the ones who don't get the above perks. I think I might rate Z, so it's hard for me to compete with the likes of Honcho, a C, or my sister Ephemera. Cousin Vortex had been approached to sign with Heroes International once. He claims it was tempting, but he wasn't willing to give up the rights to his personal brand. Instead, he started his own line of activewear, which was doing pretty good until he found his yoga gear was getting pushed to the bargain bin when the store he was in penned a new deal with Heroes International. They just don't seem happy with 90% of the market. They apparently want it all. Something to do with investor growth expectations. I mean, where are they going to go once they've hit 100%? Start a fast food chain? Right, they already have. I was eating at a new place called Super Bites yesterday. Their no-meat burger and fries are actually quite good, and the Hercules dinner combo comes with a free action figure. You can collect all 10. Give me a second while I facepalm. Those free action figures are all Heroes International properties. Hey, I want my money back. On principle, I am never going to go there again. Although, the fries with the chipotle dipping sauce are quite delicious. A day later, I found myself sitting in my rather compact studio apartment, playing with the updated Hero on the Way, a Heroes International Company app, contemplating my future. By the way, the app is really quite slick now and quite depressing. If you don't pay HI to promote your listing in the search results, well, hopefully you get the idea. Even in the niche market I invented and am the only listing in, where I do last-minute emergency cleanups by slowing down time, you can't find me. Instead, if you search for emergency cleaning on the app, nothing appears other than ads for stain remover and laundry soap, which follow you around the web for the next month. It's apparently another monetization strategy dropped in by our new majority owners. But really, are Hero on the Way app users interested in soap? So, I hate to admit it, but I had been forced to dust off my alter ego, Len Miller, and look for work. Any work. Next month's rent was coming due fast. I was about to check Len's profile on JobSeeker to see if any potential employers had viewed it when my cell phone buzzed. Honcho's name came up on the display. Other than paying him to consult, at an exorbitant rate, I might add, I hadn't really kept in touch with the big blowhard since our team-building workshop a few months back. C-level heroes generally don't like being seen with a low-level like me, so I was surprised and somewhat curious. I picked up my cell and clicked on the green phone icon. Slow! This is the awesome Honcho! He was so loud I had to hold the phone away from my head. It's Dr. Slow-mo, I tried to correct. Where had Honcho discovered my great-grandma's nickname for me? I've been talking to your sister Ephemera, he bellowed, answering my question. It's the Heroes International thing. They didn't even consult me. Me, the top superhero on the app. Can you believe that? I understand why they wouldn't bother with guys like you, but heroes like Ephemera and me, well, we're pretty much A-League, right? Well, actually, only my cousin Vortex is rated a... I started to correct him before he cut me off. This is serious stuff, Slow. My fan club membership is falling off. You can't even find me on the app now under awesomeness or good looking or best hero. I used to rank in the top 3 for those searches. I haven't had a gig for a week. I was so mad, I called the contractor support line, and they put me, Honcho, on hold for hours. Can you imagine the audacity of them keeping me, the great Honcho, on hold? It's criminal, I tell you. Criminal! And someone there is going to pay for it. I could hear something like composite wood and glue splinter in the background and felt sorry for whatever piece of Swedish-designed particle board furniture was taking the brunt of Honcho's frustration. He was really worked up. I immediately felt sorry for the poor, underpaid sap in the phone center who had taken his call. Then the woman had the gall to inform me if I wanted better rankings, Honcho continued to complain, I'd need to pay for boosted results. That's another 2% off my fees every time someone clicks on my awesome, professionally designed profile. I tell you, Slow, it's highway robbery, and we're not going to take this lying down. Ephemera and I are organizing a meeting at her place. She emphasized we needed everyone there, so I didn't have a choice. I had to call. Normally I wouldn't, you know, call someone like,
He seemed to choke on the words.
Look, just be there. Consider yourself informed.
He clicked off,
leaving my ears ringing. Of course, the day they had decided to hold the meeting was a holiday. Have you ever tried to take transit on a holiday? They put on those little mini buses and run them more or less. And less is the operative word here. Once every couple of hours, especially out to the burbs where Sis lives. It's no big deal when you can teleport or fly or run super fast or drive an Uber like Synapse or can afford a car. The only consolation was the rates for Hero on the Way, Heliride Share, had tripled since Heroes International had taken control, so no one could afford to take it. At least that leveled the field a bit if I ever managed to win a gig again. So I was late, as usual. Sis had insisted we come as our mild-mannered alter egos, which, aside from the frumpy-looking clothes, didn't seem to have made a big difference in Honcho's personality. Apparently, she had been taken to task by the community association after my 6-year-old niece's renegade do-it-yourself genetic modification project, Mr. Kitty, had rampaged through the neighborhood. Grandma and Sis still blamed me for that, but heck, when I gave little Isabel the CRISPR gene editing kit, who would have thought she'd move from harmless bacteria and viruses to fuzzy mammals in the space of a few days? Anyway, enough of that. It's water under the bridge, so to speak. However, Ephemera and her neighbors are still pretty sensitive about the incidents. Really, in garden estates, even a brightly colored flower pot which doesn't follow the community color guidelines results in a warning letter. By the time I got there, everyone was well into a case of Invisio's homemade wine, which appeared to have increased the usual level of curmudgeon behavior.
Hey, slow! About time you got here!
Honcho bellowed, making Sis cringe as the windows rattled. In case you forgot his superpowers, he can make anyone bend to his enormous will using hyper-yelling and generally bullying people with his rotund physical presence. For some reason, I've never been able to figure out how he actually had a fan club. Well, I can't even get a thumbs up, and I'm generally nice.
Keep it down, Honcho.
Ephemera yelled over the big guy. Man, I never realized my Sis had that kind of volume. Invisio faded to a few percentage points above total transparency during the exchange and meekly waved a ghostly hand at me.
It's about time you got here,
Ephemera hissed, nodding at the empty wine bottles. It was the usual crowd: Honcho, Invisio, Synapse, Sis, and someone I hadn't seen before. Synapse and the new person were sitting apart from the rest of the group chatting, or more accurately, Synapse was into a mind-numbing monologue, and the new superhero looked desperate to get away.
Wine is a complex mixture of hundreds of compounds, he prattled on in an annoying tone. Most of them in low concentrations, however, they play an important role in its taste and quality. This white, for example, is homemade and contains 2% of various types of contaminants from Invisio's sloppy fermentation process.
The trim, gray-haired 70-something woman abandoned her glass in mid-sip, discreetly placing it on a side table. Synapse waved me over to the empty chair beside him.
Hey, Slow-Mo, you finally made it, 45 minutes and 15.3 seconds after we started. You know, your bus pass, I can see it sticking out of your pocket, is going to expire tomorrow and...
I gave the annoying little man my best shut-up stare, which I had paid Honcho to coach me on. Although, he only agreed to do it over Skype and had sworn me to secrecy. However, Synapse appeared to be immune and kept on going. I guess that's another of his superpowers, being oblivious to the people around you.
Did you know the transit system gets 48.5% of its revenue from those passes? If you want to keep the system going, then you better get a new one, Slow.
Man,
Now even he was calling me slow.
The woman sitting beside Synapse was looking more desperate by the second. I sympathized with her. Even the toughest supervillains exposed to Synapse non-stop chatter for more than 10 minutes will break down and plead to be moved out of earshot in exchange for anything.
Hi, I'm Anachronism. I just signed up on the app 2 weeks ago.
She tried to introduce herself while Synapse stopped to breathe, but she didn't have time to finish.
Ha! You've got competition, Slow.
Synapse chuckled.
Anachronism can turn her body into a stream of tachyons and travel back in time. Tachyons move faster than light, that's why they go against the flow of time. This is supposed to be theoretical, after all. Tachyons are a hypothetical particle, thought up in 1967 by Robert Ehrlich and Arnold Sommerfeld. Anachronism tells me her father was a physicist who was trying to prove their existence. I could spend hours talking to her about this. It's so interesting. Did you know she was accidentally exposed to a huge burst of Terennikov radiation in her father's lab when she was 6? After which she discovered her new ability, which, as we all know, should violate causality, right? But we're all still here. Go figure. Go ahead and kill your grandfather and that kind of thing.
Synapse stopped to laugh at his joke, then jumped back. I have to admit, I was feeling a bit jealous. You know, another superhero on the app into time manipulation. I mean, I can only slow and occasionally stop it. I can't make it change direction. This had serious implications for my super cleanup biz. Anachronism could go back in time and prevent the offending mess from occurring in the first place. My envy and anxiety levels were approaching max when Ephemera whistled so loud my ears rang.
Synapse, zip it!
Sis yelled. She must have been taking bellowing lessons from Honcho. I really need to practice that stare thing the big guy showed me.
My brother has finally decided to bless us with his presence. We need to tell him about our plan.
We're taking direct action where it hurts them most. Brand perception.
Honcho bellowed, shaking the glass in the windows again.
It's their Achilles heel. Remember the Paris incident? Heroes International stock dropped 25%. Although, I have to admit, using the Eiffel Tower as a sword was pretty cool, except the whole bending thing. They are publicly traded, so they are vulnerable to bad press. It's my amazingly smart idea, so of course it's awesome.
Honcho puffed himself up to his maximum beefiness. Out of the corner of one eye, I noticed Anachronism defiantly stiffen and sit up straight.
But I told you...
She started to object.
We voted on this.
Ephemera reminded her, at just a notch below full bellow.
3-2, we're going with Honcho's idea. Besides, it would break my daughter's heart if we didn't use the sign she made.
I noticed my little niece Isabel peeking around the corner. Well, at least if she had made the signs rather than Honcho, they would be spelled correctly. She has a brain the size of a mountain. Did I tell you about her recent gene editing experiment? The vote explained why Synapse and Anachronism were sitting together by themselves.
But
Synapse was winding up.
To have any impact, we'd have to drop their stock value at least 20%. To do that, we'd need at least 80% favorable visibility across the web for a week and—
I told you, Honcho blustered. My fan club is totally behind us, and a couple are really big influencers. They'll amplify it. We just need to provide the visuals. I'm getting impatient with this bickering.
Honcho crushed one of my sister's favorite potted plants. Ephemera turned red for an instant, then tucked her anger down.
We're going. Pick up a sign,
she commanded, then glared at Honcho.
And you owe me for that plant.
I could see him shrivel up a bit. To heck with Honcho's advice. I really got to get Sis to teach me her bellow. The room began to fade away. Wow, Sis was teleporting everyone, including me. For a moment, I thought she'd make me use transit, like she always does. Next thing I knew, we were all standing in front of the flagship Super Bites, the one in all the ads. It's on a busy, high-profile street with lots of classy hotels and restaurants. There was a lineup around the block for the drive-thru, and I instantly knew what the plan was. The media and a contingent of cell phone-slinging Honcho fan club members were already there. I must admit, The tees his club members were sporting were really sharp. I made a note to see if I could get one directly from the big man at cost. Honcho led our little protest group into the drive-through lane, blocking the order window, and bellowed for everyone to hold up their signs. All of the signs sported pink and green letters with orange butterflies, Little Izzy's favorite colors, and spelled out, "Support independent local heroes, not a megacorp. We do 100% of the work for 25% of the fees." There was an asterisk at the end and two paragraphs of explanation in mouse type underneath. I sensed Synapse's influence. It must have been a compromise to try and get him on board. Okay, as a slogan, it didn't exactly roll off your tongue. But hey, we're superheroes, not copywriters. One sign appeared to be floating in empty space, giving away Invisio's location. Then, the car horn started blaring as the drive-through line ground to a halt. I was expecting a confrontation with an A-level superhero like Hercules. After all, the Hercules dinner combo was their biggest seller. Instead, a small woman in a business suit approached us. I laughed. She wasn't a superhero. What could she do? The TV cameras and cell phones swung around to greet her. One of Honcho's fans had broken away from the group and was standing beside Ephemera, feeding her live sentiment scores for the event.
"We're doing great, 76% positive,"
she yelled over the honking. An aide accompanying the woman in the business suit pulled out a megaphone and handed the detachable microphone to his boss. She switched it on and put it to her mouth.
"Quiet, please, folks."
The honking slowly subsided. Then she turned to face our little group.
"Now, if y'all just please stand aside and let our hungry customers through, we can discuss your little old complaints in a rational manner."
She put on a charismatic smile, and I felt myself wanting to please her by obliging. I was wrong. She did have superpowers. To distract myself, I reached for a water bottle on my utility belt and gulped down 500 milliliters. It went right through me, and I began to scope the area for a men's room. Honcho and Invisio stood their ground, or at least Invisio's sign didn't move. It was hard to tell if they hadn't just strung the sign up with wires and left. Sis bravely approached the corporate suit.
"We're here to..."
"Yes, yes, I know,"
Suitwoman interrupted dismissively.
"I can read signs, and our social media team has been all over your little campaign, countering it with negative stories about the big guy over there. We didn't even have to make anything up for once. Now then, I wish to point you to page 42, article 199 of the new Terms of Service for the Hero on the Way app."
"I haven't,"
Sis started to admit.
"Read it, we know. No one ever does, but that's your problem. We sent notices about the updated TOS Friday at 6 p.m. and almost no one, except for Motormouth over there, opened the email or clicked the link. So, I'm going to tell you what Article 199 states, and I'm simplifying here for the sake of expediency. The company, that is, us, reserves the right to withdraw services if the actions of the contractor, that's you, contravenes our brand and corporate values. And you know what our value statement is, right, Miss, whatever your name is?"
Suspecting a trap, Ephemera tentatively shook her head.
"Okay, then, I will remind you. At Heroes International, experience is our product. And right now, your bunch here is not making a good experience for our value customers. So, consider our services withdrawn to your little cadre of... whatever you consider yourselves."
Miss Business Suit turned away and clicked on the megaphone again.
"Sorry, folks, for the little holdup here. At Superbytes, a Heroes International company, we always put our customers' needs first. So, my assistant here..."
She nodded to the young man who was carrying the microphone.
"We'll be around to hand out gift certificates. Good for two Hercules dinner combos with our world-famous super fries, your drink of choice, and superhero collectible action figure."
The people in the drive-through line cheered. The diminutive assistant, who sported a name tag with the word intern printed on it, hesitated to see if anyone from our group was going to stop him, then started to walk in a wide arc around us. Honcho, sensing we were being outmaneuvered, jumped over a car, denting the hood, in an attempt to block the little guy's path. The honking started again. I could hear Honcho's fan club member, the one who had been monitoring sentiment on social media, yell,
"We're heading south of 50% and falling fast!"
Synapse was suddenly behind me.
I knew this wouldn't work. It's statistically proven that tactics like this only provide momentary attention to an issue but do not lead to a resolution. I told Honcho that. I even showed him the metrics. But no, he and your sister ignored anachronism in me. However, we have a plan that will work. We just need you to slow things down here before we lose all our positive sentiment.
I was immediately convinced. After all, Synapse was hyper-detailed in his plans and possibly almost half as smart as my great-grandma and my niece. He was about to launch into a long-winded explanation of those details when anachronism told him to zip it. I nodded to her and immediately guzzled 3 bottles of water. It only took a minute for my bladder to hit over 100% as our sentiment score dropped to 49.5. I had to go really, really badly, and time, of course, slowed to a crawl. Anachronism grabbed Synapse by the arm. He made a defiant gesture with a credit card, then the two of them disappeared into the past. Man, I was jealous, changing the flow of time and all that stuff. An instant later, they reappeared, and nothing had changed. Honcho was still in mid-rampage, and I desperately needed to start moving toward a washroom. Ignoring my immediate discomfort, Synapse insisted on explaining as time came to a complete stop, and I crossed my legs.
We used a poison pill.
He chuckled. I shrugged, calculating how long it would take me to run to the Super Bites men's room. It was touch and go, depending on how long this was going to take, and I wasn't hopeful. Synapse, predictably, ignored my urgent need and dove into the explanation.
Anachronism whisked us back to the beginning of Hero on the Way, when it was a small startup looking for cash. I used my credit card to buy in. They were so desperate they agreed to a shareholder rights plan, which is the best part. I'm surprised they didn't understand the implications. It's a classic strategy, a flip-in poison pill, which was triggered when Heroes International bought 40%. It let me acquire all the other remaining stock at a penny a share, the original offering price. I'm the majority investor. Isn't that really cool? I'm the boss now.
Actually, it was a frightening thought. Synapse, the boss? I could imagine what that would mean for our weekly team chat, and shuddered. Then I ran for the washroom. When I got back, time had returned to normal. The drive-through line was moving again, and Synapse was well on his way to making Miss Business Suit's ears bleed. Honcho and Fan Club were chowing down on free Hercules dinner combos, and I went to wait for the bus. Well, our victory didn't last long. Heroes International countered by sending Kronos back in time to just before Synapse and Anachronism's arrival to buy all the shares and take the company private. We counter-countered, and so on, until both sides agreed it was going to create a pointless causality loop. Then, Heroes International lost interest in Hero on the Way when they discovered the app's developer had copied, she claimed it was fair use, code from a major software company who had, in turn, bought it from a desperate developer to squat on for occasions just like this. They never bothered to go after the original app because there was no money in it. That was until they found out Heroes International had bought a controlling interest. So now, I'm top-ranked again for super cleanup, although admittedly, I'm the only hero in the category. But I haven't gotten a gig yet. Please go on the Hero on the Way app, give me 5 stars, then visit my Fund a Superhero site. Any monthly donation over $10 gets a slow-mo button. Any over 20 gets a t-shirt. Once I have enough money to make them.
Thank you. Makeshift Stories is a proud member of the Alberta Podcast Network, locally grown, community supported. To listen to other great APN podcasts, such as It's a Conspiracy, where Andrew, Charlie, and Greg lay out the beliefs behind conspiracy theories, myths, and more, head over to albertapodcastnetwork.com. This episode of Makeshift Stories is brought to you by the Calgary Foundation. Whether it's funding anti-racism programs, addiction recovery, or food hampers for the hungry, for 65 years, the Calgary Foundation has proudly supported the charitable community to address some of Calgary's biggest challenges. Now, during this period of unprecedented urgent needs, Calgary Foundation renewed its commitment to building a healthy, vibrant, giving, caring, and resilient community. If you're a registered charity looking for a grant, a professional advisor creating a giving plan for your client, or a donor wanting to give back to community, discover a wealth of resources at calgaryfoundation.org and learn more about their work through Calgary Foundation's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. This episode is also brought to you by Explore Podcast, a new fiction anthology podcast brought to you by Jupiter Theater with Media Lab YYC. Each episode takes an imaginative dive into the past and future of your city, transporting you to fictional worlds that mirror our own through music and the power of the voice. The stories will immerse you in rich audio dramas while you explore the world through a new lens. Grab your headphones and set off on an urban adventure into the city through stories of speculative fiction, with episodes ranging from film noir and magical realism to urban fantasy and Indigenous mythology. Listen to Explore on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And visit theaterjupiter.com/explore to find out more. Makeshift Stories is released twice a month around the 1st or the 15th. This month's story was written by Alan V. Hare and read by Mitchell Too. Audio post-production by Matthew Erdman. Opening and closing themes were composed and recorded by David Hume. To find out more about David, head over to davidhume.me. If you'd like to connect with us, please send an email to makeshiftstories@gmail.com or visit our website at makeshiftstories.com. Links to both are in the show notes. You can help us out by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast services. Makeshift Stories is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution, no derivative license, which means you're free to share our stories. Just remember to credit us and don't alter anything.